You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Ben.
I'm Simon.
And we're from a band called Terra Nova Kane. We're from Paris, France, and you're listening to us on IRC FM. Je suis Lisa.
Je m'appelle Benoît.
Je suis Simon.
Et nous sommes du groupe Terra Nova Kane. On est à Paris, en France. Et vous nous écoutez sur IRC FM Australia.
IRC FM International starts now. G'day, I'm IRC and welcome to episode 241 of IRC FM International. Music Clout are back for more, and it's always very interesting when I have one particular supplier of music supply me music for an entire episode, because you never know what you're going to get in terms of the locations of the bands, their style and all of that sort of stuff. So let's go and kick things off. I actually found out by reading these artists' bios that a couple of the artists that we're going to feature, we could also feature on IRC FM Australia, because for one reason or another, the people on their bios say that they're from some places in Australia and then other places around the world as well. So they really qualify for both shows. We're going to kick things off with a song called I Lost You In by Adoti, I think. And Adoti are two sisters, one team, big ideas, incredible dream. They have a rock sound, space theme, and their band interests include sci-fi, intergalactic related stuff. Their influences include Muse, Beck, Midnight Juggernauts, Arctic Monkeys, Daft Punk, Metric and Dean Wells. They're currently in Melbourne, and so I'm presuming that's Melbourne, Australia, although that might not be the case. So let's kick things off with Adoti, I think, and the name of the song, which you're about to hear, is called I Lost You In, and here on IRC FM International, you definitely win with the music.
Go back.
fucking wrong, girl. I'm guilty.
Empty and nothing inside.
Ghost in my phone cells, wrenching from my side. I'm a perfect connoisseur in a pigsty.
My lack of trust comes from lies because a signature towers over everything that I want.
Hit the music of the mind and the music of the soul.
Cause when it's so unkind, when one is stuck in a hole,
they wait for each other on fight night after a week's preparation
and talk to each other behind the backs until they reach bliss of complication.
Oh, I'm guilty of cheating. I'm guilty of lying. I'm guilty of stealing. I'm guilty of trying to be a good person. Like celebrities are cursing about the price of gasoline and all the people we have seen. Heroes kissing ass while maintaining an ass. Strangers in confession, get more dance during the recession. The little boys who think they're alpha, but they're just the little boys.
You're all guilty, so why don't you give up?
You're all the top of my lungs. Ready or not, baby, here I come. I know you're ready by the look in your eyes. No need to worry. Talk to you, but it's not.
shit to save. Why save the life of just another broken man?
This is Michael from Emotus.
Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
You are indeed listening to IRC FM. Thank you, Emotus. IRC FM International, episode 241. And I think the last band that we've heard could also go very, very well on IRC FM Metal Monday. That was Rebel Inc. with their song called Broken Man. Before that, we heard from Almost Legendary with their song Ready or Not. Prior to that, we heard from 27 with their song Second Mind. Prior to that, we heard from Andy Clockwise with his song Ode to the Stars. And to open up the episode, we heard from Adi with I Lost You Win. Now let me tell you a bit about Andy Clockwise. Now Andy puts his hometowns as being Los Angeles, California and Sydney, Australia. So that's very, very interesting. Rolling Stone says, quote, Clockwise pours everything into his well-honed, life-affirming songs and leaves no stone unturned in his search for musical nirvana. And Music Connection said maybe he had a past life as a vaudevillian actor, because he sure brings the razzle dazzle, the energy, the drama that rock legends are made of. He ran into the audience dancing with people and singing to them. Andy Clockwise may seem like a misfit, but the truth is that he will fit in anywhere he goes. And that was Andy Clockwise. After that we had 27. They put themselves in the ethnic rock category, which is very interesting. They've been compared to the likes of U2, Muse and Queen by Music Connection. They called 27, quote, a world-class act that take listeners on a journey with distinct peaks and valleys. And they've also given me a very interesting list of what's called the 27 Club, musicians who died at the age of 27, and including Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Chris Bell, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse. So very, very interesting. There's a full list of musicians who died at the age of 27 on their Facebook page. They're from Los Angeles, and that was 27. Ethnic rock, very interesting. Then we heard from Almost Legendary. They're a pop band from Atlanta, Georgia that was formed rather in the fall of 2009. They're a four-piece. They pull the influences from the late 90s punk pop sound and their currently popular electronic dance songs. And on September 2, 2011, they self-released their debut EP called Bright Lights. Then the last act that we heard was called Rebel Inc. And they're an intense rock band formed on the outskirts of Detroit, Michigan. They're now residing in Baltimore, Maryland. And They're known for their live, high-energy shows, thought-provoking lyrics, and powerful guitar rhythms. The resulting sound is a mixture of rock, rap, alternative, funk, and heavy metal. Gotta love the metal. They self-released their debut EP in March 2009. The group toured US military bases under the sponsorship of Iraq Veterans Against the War in 2008. And their latest recording, Killing the Future, is to be placed on a compilation album with Tom Morello, Rise Against, Andy Flagg, Ryan Harvey, and many more greats. That was due out in June 2010. And they're also a must-see live act. So we're going to continue on now. And we're going to kick it off with... what are we going to kick it off with? We're going to kick it off with Lo-Fi Friends with a song called Never Was. And let me tell you a little bit about them. They're located in, again, Los Angeles, California. They work from the Pye Studios in Pasadena and Front Room Studio in Los Felix. They style themselves lo-fi, electronic, down-tempo, groove, soundtrack, ambience, and at times, very raw. And their favourite time of day, I know how this feels, any time from 2 p.m. to 7 a.m. Well, I wouldn't necessarily go that far. So this is Lo-Fi Friends here on ERK FM International, episode 241.
stretched out like a prison wall. I come from nothing, I'll go back to it all. There's a sense of something smoke in my lungs. Maybe it's not complete freedom or rapture, but it's more than.
We're not afraid.
take me from where I belong. Ever since you said my name, I'm hypnotized by the fire's flame. Sleepless dreaming, fever on, wishing that the space was gone. Don't come near me, don't come close, I'll disappear into your soul. Take me there, I could go everywhere with you. Tomorrow's here, and all the things that we would do. Take me there, don't you feel like coming too? Tomorrow's here, so tell me, what are you gonna do? Thank you.
across the room and you glare. Then she grabs me. You wanna stab me? And I see another side of you. It's coming out. It's enlightening. It's very frightening. And I give it up to you in almost every way. You sleep up in almost every pill. You know I've got her.
Way too
good fortune is a choice I'm meant to be. Snow comes down so hard, harder to believe it was.
Settle down now, class. Today we are talking about symbology in ancient Greece. The Ouroboros is a symbol of a snake eating its own tail that signifies infinity. But it has been cruelly misused as the name for one of those horrific music podcasts playing rock and roll. Music such as this. And this. And this. I urge you not to listen to this travesty that treads all over the noble history of the ancients, and most certainly don't go to OUR. OBOUROS.co.uk to subscribe.
Oh, you can't stop it now.
Very interesting approach by my buddy Colin there from the Ouroboros podcast, telling people not to listen. Very, very interesting indeed. Should check it out because at times Colin actually tells artists about me and sends artists in my direction as well, so that's quite cool. The last song that we heard there in that set was called Caught by Macedo. Prior to that, we heard from Ransom Jack with a song called She Wants Me. The Wild Old Souls are back with Take Me There. Prior to that, we heard from Freex with Is There Something Wrong. Prior to that, we heard from Pam Schaffer with a song Heliotrope. Prior to that, we heard from Till Willis with a song called Dust. Prior to that, we heard from Pet Clinic with a song, it's called Stop Wasting My Precious Time. And to open up the set, we heard from Lo-Fi Friends with Never Was. Now, Pet Clinic are from the Blue Collar Hallows of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They're into grungy rock and roll. Guitar-driven and eerily subdued, Pet Clinic channels acts such as Nirvana and at times instrumentally Silver Sun pickups. And so they're a five-piece and they are rather cool. The music is the show, they say. Their sound centers around big guitars, and like the previous comparisons, they use volumes and they use their volume to their advantage. And then after Pet Clinic, we heard from Till Willis. And I can't tell you much about him at the moment, as it just directs me somewhere else. After that, we heard from Pam Schaffer with a rather awesome sounding song called Heliotrope. Sounds great, doesn't it? And Pam Schaffer is from West Hollywood and playing with a delicious blend of delicate piano lines and biting lyrics. Pam Schaffer's album, It Is Coming Again, is packed with sweet emotion and evocative stories. Pam is a singer for lullabies, sprung from a sunken pirate ship a pixie with a haunting voice, nimble fingers, and a killer shoe collection. A rare LA native, she has always had the taste for the eccentricities of life, and with the addition of violins, drums, and guitars, Pam's song sprung to life and took on entities and flavors entirely their own. The song that you just heard, Heliotropy, is her birthday present to herself, a driving reminder to follow that which we love the most before we leave this world. Then we heard from 3X, and the 3X band has been the forefront in a new free expression style of music that is becoming a new genre, such as grunge, sprung from a collective of spectacular Seattle bands from the early 90s, great bands coming out of the San Francisco Bay Area right now are creating a new sound, with 3X becoming the reigning champ of this new scene. Originating from the East Bay section of the San Francisco Bay Area, 3X blend post-punk guitars over funk rhythms and melodic vocal harmonies to connect your soul with humanity. Then we heard from the Wild Old Souls. They are from New York City. They're psychedelic folk, meeting 12th century courtly love songs in a forest made of peacock feathers, velvet, and innuendo. And so they've got many quotes on their Facebook page. The Examiner says, "A very intriguing quintet of vocalists and instrumentalists who definitely take top honours for originality." An Organ magazine in the UK said, quote, "Female psychedelic folk rock band from New York with lush new album, their first for over 10 years. So they've been around for a while, obviously, by the sounds of that. And of course, if you want further information about any of these artists, you can go to the show notes, irkfminternational.com, click on the links and find out more. Then we heard from Ransom Jack, and they are known for their high energy performances and creative live renditions of originals and covers. So they're a three piece guitarist, bassist and drummer, together artists of their passion. Drums jerking your body to new positions, continually surprising you. Bass guitar connecting to your backbone as if there is a dependence. They're building a name for themselves in Central Texas with over 550 shows in less than 4 years. That's quite spectacular. And these guys have shed their light on crowds and put people in awe. And then the last band that we heard, oh my god, absolutely awesome music. And rather easy on the eye too. The Sisters are Max Macedo, I think. They are one of the rare female musicians whose music has the ability to define a season. Live performances by Michelle and her twin sister Melissa's band have transfixed audiences from Boston to Los Angeles, and so much that Delhi magazine named them as one of the city's most 100 popular. So that's a rather cool thing. They are a nominee for the Best Female Singer-Songwriter Awards in the 2012 LA Music Awards, which is quite cool. They are from LA. And so depending on where they are, they have various people backing them as well. They were born and raised in Pasadena, California, and they were initially influenced by Portuguese music and Indian music as their father emigrated to the US from the former Portuguese colony of Goa in India. So I wonder if my buddy Rodrigo from Cowboy Cantor knows about these guys. Absolutely awesome stuff. So we have one band to go on the episode. This song's a little bit ironic, actually. It's called Do Not Feed the Radio by Fiction 20 Down. And let me tell you a little bit about Fiction 20 Down. Their EP, their Do Not Feed the Radio EP is now available at the usual downloady places. They're from Baltimore as well, which we had a band from before. Few bands are talented enough to pull off the wide array of styles that the band Fiction 20 Down boasts, while building and maintaining their own authentic identity. They always emphasize the importance of giving back. In addition to the various hands-on volunteer efforts, the band has played benefit concerts for over 30 charitable organizations. The band have come together to form a truly original rock brew that moves the listener in more ways than one. DJ's chugging bass, Wes's diverse lead work, and Dree's rocksteady drums lay the foundation for Jordan's inspired lyrics and impassioned vocals. So let's hear them now from Baltimore in Maryland. This is the final song of the episode, Fiction 20 Down, and the song you're about to hear is called Do Not Feed the Radio.
So now you see me down near Trodden, voodoo forgotten, far too far from my home. She says, son, you're gonna turn around, turn around and write this song. She says, son, you're gonna sing it loud, the world. Like 5 9 had a stop.
Red light.
That's right, proceed. But the traffic just creep. They rolling with the crowd, you rolling M20 deep. The heart of the beat, the head of the hustle. The grin is what it is, cause I got nothing but love for the devil's out to revel in untimely demise.
But the occasion is coming,
and I'm intent to rise. Let it go, son.
Do not feed the radio.
Let it go, son.
Do not feed the radio.
Let it go, son.
Do not feed the radio. Radio.
Trivial character in this game of pursuit. Seek it loop, my pants sag, though I'm wearing a suit. I couldn't give a damn if you wanted to give me the boot. I flow on like freestyle.
So your point is moot.
You couldn't put me in a box with your flock, your sheep trembling. Send a million men to offend me. But then again, you will find I'm the creme de la creme. So I just rise to the top and bring the game to an end. Come on.
Let it go, son.
Do not feed the radio.
Let it go, son.
Do not feed the radio.
Let it go, son. Do not.
Go.
You've been listening to IRC FM International, episode 241. Thank you to Music Clout for supplying the music. And if you enjoyed Music Clout, you'll be hearing more Music Clout artists on next week's episode, IRC FM International, episode 243, which is going to be awesome. Hope you enjoyed the music on this episode. Don't forget, on IRC FM Australia, we are continuing a special feature featuring music A to Z of IRC FM Australia. And of course, this will be happening later on in the year for IRC FM Metal Monday and IRC FM International. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. All music on IRC FM is either supplied directly by the artist or used under agreements with various music content providers, in today's case, Music Clout. On today's episode, we have heard from Adodi, probably the 50th way I've pronounced that, Anti-Clockwise, 27, Almost Legendary, Rebel Inc., Lo-Fi Friends, Pet Clinic, Till Willis, Pam Schaffer, Freex, The Wired Old Souls, Ransom Jack, Macedo, and Fiction 20 Down. Don't forget to join me every Friday for IRC FM Australia, every Monday on IRC FM Metal Monday, and every Wednesday on IRC FM International. I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, thank you, Modus, and good night, Interweb.